بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. مبارک تجھے ہو اے عرض مدینہ، مبارک تجھے ہو اے عرض مدینہ. نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ، مبارک تجھے ہو اے عرض مدینہ، مبارک تجھے ہو اے عرض مدینہ. نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ، تیرے پاس جب سعید دو جہاں ہے، تیرے پاس جب سعید دو جہاں ہے. نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ، تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے، تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے. فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ، مبارک تجھے ہو اے عرض مدینہ، مبارک تجھے ہو اے عرض مدینہ. نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ، تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے، تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے. نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ،
مبارک ہو تجھے اے عرض مدینہ. نبی کا شہر ہے نبی یہ شہر مدینہ. You have heard the commentary of this in the past, but since this majlis is for Naat Sharif and he recited the same one again, so we should not say that we are tired of listening to the same thing. How can a person get tired of listening about his beloved? So whether you heard this before, you did not hear it, but the thing is that it is in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the praise of his Mubarak city, in the praise of the green dome, in the praise of everything that is around Madina Sharif. So the more we listen to it, the more the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam develops in the heart. The more the person listens about Madina Sharif, the more the love of Madina Sharif comes into the heart. And the love of Madina Sharif is the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is getting the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is all linked. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love is dependent upon obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, if the person is listening to the Naat Sharif and is getting the love of Madina Sharif, then Madina Sharif is just a city. Why did it gain its respect? What is it that gives it that azmat? What is it that gives it that dignity and that honor? It is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not resting in Madina Sharif, if he was resting somewhere else, then would we have had that same azmat for Madina Sharif? No matter how beautiful a city it could have been, there could have been skyscrapers there, and the most beautiful tourist attractions there, but we would have just counted it amongst the other cities of the world. We would have said that if you want to see some skyscrapers and you want to see some beautiful scenery or some beautiful mountains, then go to Madina Sharif. But that time we wouldn't have even said Sharif with it. It would have still been known as Yathrib. So it would have been just any ordinary city. It is the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hijrah to Madina Tayyiba, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's passing away in Madina Tayyiba. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's spreading of Islam from Madina Sharif to the corners of the world. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's jihad from Madina Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the ayat of the Quran Sharif that were revealed upon him in Madina Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's love for Madina Sharif and his final resting place Madina Sharif. Now these are the things that have given it that importance. These are the things that have given it that significance, that azmat. So the more the person listens to Madina Sharif and Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam's beautiful city, the more the azmat and the muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes. And that brings the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then of course, if the person gets love for Madina Sharif, then it will be false love if he doesn't make ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he doesn't obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the reason that we listen to these things repeatedly. So that love of Allah and his Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not die down. Those flames of the muhabbat of Allah and his Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they keep on rising higher and higher instead of disappearing. So Mubarak tujhe ay arde Madina. Very, very blessed you are, O land of Madina Sharif. Tere paas jab sayyede do jahan hai. When you have got Sayyid of do jahan, of both the worlds, the master of both the worlds, when he is resting on your land, then why should you not be the envy of the heavens? Why should the heavens not be envying you? Why should the skies not be envying you? Although you are earth, although you are ground on which people are walking, people are trampling, earth is trampled upon, earth is walked upon. Normally we say as humble as the earth. Why? Because people do everything on the earth. Madina Sharif also, the earth, the ground of Madina Sharif, it is the ground on which everybody is walking with their shoes. And the trucks and the buses and everything else is moving on the same earth. But because in your land rests Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, master of both the worlds, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, he is resting. Therefore, even the heavens are envious of you, O earth of Medina. Even they are jealous of you. They wish that we had not been skies, we had been earth. Now look at the sky, how high it is. And no matter how high you travel, but still you see that no end to space. But they are envious that we wish we had not been skies, we wish we had not been heavens above, we wish we had been the ground of Madina Sharif. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting on your Mubarak ground.
Mubarak tujhe ho e arz-e Madina, Mubarak tujhe ho e arz-e Madina, Nabi ka shehr hai ye shehr-e Madina. Tera zarra zarra nishane nabi hai, tera zarra zarra nishane nabi hai, fida tujh pe mekha ke shehre Madina, Uhud ke daman mein khune shahida, Uhud ke ye daman mein khune shahida, sabak de raha hai wafa-e Madina.
Again, tera zarra zarra,
tera zarra zarra nishane nabi hai, tera zarra zarra nishane nabi hai, فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ، احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیدہ، احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیدہ، سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ.
تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے. ایوری تھنگ ان مدینہ شریف از اے سائن آف نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. اینی تھنگ دیٹ یو سی دیر اٹ ریمائنڈز یو آف ہو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ان مدینہ شریف دے لک ایٹ دا ماؤنٹنس آف احد، or whether you look at the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or whether you look at the green dome, or whether you look at the gullies of Medina Sharif, whether you look at any part of Medina Sharif, the gardens of Medina Sharif, the palm trees of Medina Sharif, the wells of Medina Sharif, whether you look at Masjid al-Quba there, all the other masajid that are there, what do they remind you of? They are Nishan-e-Nabi. The person just can't help but recall the history of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. So may my life be sacrificed over you. Oh, the beautiful city of Medina Sharif. Oh, the land of Medina Sharif. And then if you have to look at the mountain of Uhud, then it's not just a mountain like any other mountain. It is a mountain which has history to it. Sacrifices have been given. Lives have been given. Blood has been shed for the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. 70 people became shaheed in the battle of Uhud. The mountain of Uhud, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, we love you, you love us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam visited Uhud. And the whole history of the battle of Uhud, every Muslim should read. It strengthens the person's iman. It lights up the person's heart. It gives him the spirit of sacrificing for the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And especially if the person is fortunate to listen to the history of Uhud at Uhud. And then we know that that land of Uhud has absorbed the khun of the shaheeds, the blood of the shaheeds. They were not ordinary martyrs. Many, many people have been martyred in the world. Many people have given their lives for the sake of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But put all those martyrs one side and put the martyrs of Uhud one side, the martyrs of Badr one side, those who were martyred while Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in the battle, where they have been guaranteed, and especially they have been guaranteed Jannat and high stages in Jannat, and especially those martyrs whom my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked up with his Mubarak hands and he laid them to rest in their graves, or he witnessed their Shahadat. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picking up the body of a martyr, giving him dua, burying him, putting sand over him. What kind of martyrs those must be? So, Uhud ke shaheedon ke khune wafa se, in another one he says, Uhud ke shaheedon ke khune wafa se, sabak le ke paabande dastoor rahunga. Says, I will take lesson. Uhud ke shaheedon ke khune wafa se. From the shuhada of Uhud, from the khune wafa, the blood which they sacrificed in faithfulness to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's deen. They were faithful, they were loyal. There was no question of being munafiqeen. The munafiqs, they ran away long before that. 300 munafiqs left that 1,000 group and they went away. These were the people who were really sacrificed. So he says, I will take a lesson from their khun, from their blood, from the blood of the shuhada of Uhud, and I will remain steadfast on this constitution of Islam, on this constitution, the Quran Sharif, the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I will remain steadfast on that. I will take a lesson that look at these people. They were also human beings. They also had wives, children and everything else. But when there was a need for them to give their lives, they did not turn back. They also had desires like any other human being has. But there was no question of following the desires of nafs and shaitan. The person who is prepared to give his blood for the deen of Islam, is he going to follow nafs and shaitan? Why should he follow nafs and shaitan? So he says, I will take a lesson from there. So the whole area is for nothing but taking lessons. Now how much of lessons do we take? The lessons that we take are the lessons from the bazaars and marketplaces. That's the lessons that we take from there. There's nothing wrong, once again I repeat, nothing wrong in buying things from those bazaars and marketplaces. But to be obsessed with shopping in Madina Sharif and Makkah Sharif, and just to look for all the latest technology, or the latest equipment, or the latest items, the latest kinds of cell phones, the latest kind of material things that are coming there, and then spending all the time in comparing prices with our country and that country, and then purchasing it and then exchanging it and then bringing it back and going on and on until the day of departure comes. Then they realize that we wasted our good time. So if somebody is being blessed with repeated trips to those Mubarak lands, then every trip that he goes must be better than the previous one. There must be an improvement in the quality of that Umrah. An improvement in the quality of that Hajj. It must not be the same kind of Hajj and Umrah that he makes, that he made the previous year. The size of the bags must reduce, the amount of purchases must reduce, and the ibadat must increase, tilawat must increase, the zikr must increase, the khawf and khashiyat must increase of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the fear. And the muhabbat and love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must increase. The love for the Haram Sharif must increase. The love for Madina Tayyiba must increase. The love for Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must increase. The person must look forward to it, whatever opportunity he gets to go and spend it in the Haram Sharif. And that shows that this person is now improving on the quality. If not, then it will be just one tourist attraction like any other tourist attraction. Or the person will go there, make some namaz, some tilawat, zikr and come back. But after coming back, then the lifestyle will be the same, no difference. In fact, sometimes even worse, if they haven't done justice or if they have been showing disrespect to that Mubarak land and Mubarak city. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala take us all repeatedly, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must also increase that love of His and of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bless us with ittiba, obedience, and cause us to restrain ourselves from sins, from haram, from evil, especially in those Mubarak places.
مبارک تجھے ہو اے عرض مدینہ مبارک تجھے ہو اے عرض مدینہ نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر تاریخ روشن یہ شہر مدینہ.
Repeat.
نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی, نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی, صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ, وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر, وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر, ہے تاریخ روشن یہ شہر مدینہ.
Madina Sharif is the sign of the azmat of Islam. Without going into detailed explanation of this ashar, that where did Islam spread from? This Quran Sharif, the first verses were revealed in Makkah Sharif. And then many other ayat were revealed there. But in the early stages of Islam, there was nothing but persecution, torture. The Muslims couldn't pray openly. They couldn't read the Quran Sharif openly. They couldn't go to the Haram Sharif and make sajda openly. There was so much of obstacles and problems and so much of restrictions that they had to face and so much of opposition to Islam. So in the early stages of Islam, they had to do things quietly, secretly. After some time, then we know that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the 3 years of boycott, and all the history of Makkah Sharif, then he comes to Madina Sharif. Madina Sharif, the first battle of Badr takes place, and that becomes then the deciding factor. And after that, Islam starts spreading. And then within that short while, Islam spreads throughout Arabia, and especially in those 2 years after Sulh Hudaybiyah, after they entered into the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala, and so many of them accepted Islam. So if you have to look at the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'een, it really shocks us and surprises us the kind of love that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the kind of sacrifices that they were prepared to make for him and for his Mubarak deen. Allah ta'ala chose them for the companionship of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. They were human beings but not ordinary ones like us. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions from Madina Sharif, as the battles were being waged, but Islam was also spreading. The Hajjatul Wida that took place, the final Hajj, now that was after Fath Makkah and everything else, just before, few months before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away. Now that Hajjatul Wida, the 124,000 companions that were there in Arafat, and the thousands of others who couldn't make it, just in that short space of time, how did they all accept Islam? And what a change in their lives, complete reformation, complete transformation, complete change. It's unbelievable, it's a miracle. That's a miracle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The mashayikh of our time, sometimes they try and try all their life, and the person doesn't change. His akhlaq doesn't change, his muamlat doesn't change, his ibadat doesn't change. The same style they carry on for years and years and years. And here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in a short space of time, throughout Saudi Arabia was Islam. And also other parts of the world it was already spreading. Finish. MashaAllah. Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he says, Khuda se ho kar janab ghafil jahan mein kyun dil laga rahe hain. خدا سے ہو کر جناب غافل جہاں میں کیوں دل لگا رہے ہیں शराब है ये नहीं है पानी, फरेब क्यों आप खा रहे हैं। खुदा से होकर जनाब गाफिल जहां में क्यों दिल लगा रहे हैं। शराब है ये नहीं है पानी, फरेब क्यों आप खा रहे हैं। से खुदा से होकर जनाब गाफिल जहां में क्यों दिल लगा रहे हैं। Why are you giving your heart to this world? Why are you ghafil from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Negligent, indifferent, unconcerned. Why are you giving your heart to the dunya? We are not saying making use of the dunya. Allah ta'ala created the dunya so that we make use of it. But we don't give our heart to it. Unfortunately, we are giving our heart to the dunya. Anything and everything that we possess, we give our heart to it. It causes us great pain if there's any kind of loss in anything that we possess of the material world. But if there is a loss in our akhlaq, in our muamlat, in our dealings, in our trade, if there is a deficiency in our obedience to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if the person is missing his salat, he is not giving his zakat properly, he's not going for hajj, he's not fasting, or the person is cheating, he's speaking lies, taking false oaths and qasams, he's indulging in adultery, fornication and other kinds of sins, then that doesn't cause him any kind of hurt and pain and grief and sorrow. But let him lose his car, or let him lose some gold or silver coin, or let him lose some part of the property, or if there is some theft and stealing and burglary in the shop, then see how much of grief, how much of pain, how much of sorrow. So many people get heart attacks because of that. Now there's nothing wrong, worldly things also, if they go missing, and if a person suffers a loss, then one is that tab'i gham, that it is natural, the person feels a loss. He is grieved over the loss, that's natural. You can't avoid that. And the other is that now the person thinks that his life is gone, is now what he's going to do in the world, and that is what he was really created for. Now the whole purpose of his creation is gone. So then what is he going to do? So that kind of gham that we are talking about. So you see, this is a mirage. Like how in the desert sands the person is traveling, and from a distance when he looks at the sand it seems like plenty of water there. Now they are thirsty, and they are fearing death because of thirst, and from a distance they see. But when they go near, it was just the shining sand, nothing else. That is what the world is, no matter how beautiful it looks from a distance. So this muhabbat of the dunya has to come out of the heart. That which is increasing in our heart is the muhabbat of the dunya. The more dunya comes, the more muhabbat increases. And that muhabbat cannot decrease without the company of those who are salih. Those who have taken that love out of their hearts, then only you can decrease it in your heart. Then only I can decrease it in my heart. But if we are going to stay in the company of those people whose hearts are occupied with nothing but the worldly things, the material things, their day and night goes in nothing but discussion about the world and what it contains. They're obsessed. Whatever function, whatever it may be, whether it is walima or nikah, or even mayyat, or even at the qabrastan, wherever they are, it's nothing but talk of dunya. So then we will say that now it has entered the heart. So Islam and Sharia and the Quran and Sunnah does not stop us from using the things of this world. Who can say that I don't need the things of this world? But don't allow that muhabbat to come into the heart. The muhabbat mustn't come. We must keep on checking our heart. Has the muhabbat entered my heart? Because when the muhabbat and love enters, then the person is unconcerned about Sharia, unconcerned about Deen, unconcerned about Quran, about Sunnah. Because the muhabbat and the love has entered. So now it must come in any way, as long as it comes. halal, haram, anything, as long as it comes. So he says, Khuda se hokar janab ghafil, jahan mein kyun dil laga rahe hai? Why are you giving your heart to this world? You know that this world is fleeting. It is just a mirage. It is transitory. It is nothing that, it is not something that you can control and hold on to and cling on to for the number of years that you wish to. Can anybody cling on to it? They say that, no, I'm going to live for 100 years and I want to live for 100 years and I've planned everything to live for 100 years. Which person can do that? He can have all his plans, all his ideas, but every day we hear of young people suddenly gone from the world. Sarab hai ye nahi hai pani. This is not water. It's just a mirage. Fareb kyun aap kha rahe hai? Why are you being deceived? Khuda se hokar janab ghafil jahan mein kyun dil laga rahe hai? Sarab hai ye nahi hai pani. Fareb kyun aap kha rahe hai? غضب ہے واللہ یہ قیامت ستم یہ کیا آپ ڈا رہے ہیں غضب ہے واللہ یہ قیامت ستم یہ کیا آپ ڈا رہے ہیں خدا کا ڈر کیا نہیں ہے باقی جو شمع ایمان بجا رہے ہیں خدا کا ڈر کیا نہیں ہے باقی جو شمع ایمان بجا رہے ہیں. Just to give the gist, that people are prepared to allow that lamp of iman to be extinguished in their chase after the material things. No khauf of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the heart. Unconcerned that there is a day of judgment. Sometimes for a pretty face, the person says, I will change my deen. I will accept your deen as long as I am able to marry you. Sometimes for some lottery or for some other kind of haram earning and haram wealth, the person is prepared to allow that beautiful lamp and light of iman to be extinguished. He will justify the harams. For haram entertainment, haram pleasure, the person will find justification. So he says, غضب ہے واللہ یہ قیامت ستم یہ کیا آپ ڈار رہے ہیں خدا کا ڈر کیا نہیں ہے جو شمع ایمان بجا رہے ہیں. چلو خوشی سے خدا کے بندو وہ اپنے در پر بلا رہے ہیں چلو خوشی سے خدا کے بندو وہ اپنے در پر بلا رہے ہیں میں ان پہ صدقے میں ان پہ قربا میں یہ محبت پلا رہے ہیں چلو خوشی سے خدا کے بندو وہ اپنے در پر بلا رہے ہیں میں ان پہ صدقے میں ان پہ قربا میں یہ محبت پلا رہے ہیں. Come happily, O servants of Allah, O slaves of Allah. He is calling you to his house. One is the house, we know Allah Ta'ala is calling for Hajj, or is calling to Kaabatullah Sharif. But even the homes that are masajid, for those who cannot make it there, these are homes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He doesn't reside here, but it's the tajalli of Allah ta'ala that descends in his home, in the masajid. So he says, chalo khushi se khuda ke bando, wo apne dar par bula rahe hain. But here he is referring to those people that are, on whom hajj is farz. He says, now chalo khushi se. Don't feel sad and don't feel that now you've got a mountain on your shoulders, how are you going to go for Hajj? You have to leave your children behind, and the business, you have to hand it over to somebody or close, and there's so much of other things that you have to do for preparation. So whether it is Hajj or whether it is Masjid, chalo khushi se khuda ke bando, wo apne dar par bula rahe hai. Even when the muazzin is calling, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, to chalo khushi se khuda ke bando, move with happiness. My Allah is thinking of me. My Allah is calling me. My Allah Ta'ala is saying that, come, bow down before me. Put your forehead before me in sajda. Seek from me. My doors are open. Tap at my door. Chalo khushi se khuda ke bando, wo apne dar par bula rahe hain. Main un pe sadqe, main un pe qurba, main ye muhabbat pila rahe hain. May I be sacrificed over my Allah, that He is giving me, may ye muhabbat, the drink of muhabbat. The drink of His muhabbat Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to give to us. That is why He is calling us to His house. So will the person be deprived if he has to go and drink that maya muhabbat? He will get everything. So why must he feel hard and difficult? Chalo khushi se khuda ke bando, wo apne dar par bula rahe hain. Main un pe sadqe, main un pe qurba, main ye muhabbat pila rahe hain. Biche the kaante jo raah mein, wo karam se apne hata rahe hain. Biche the kaante jo raah mein, wo karam se apne hata rahe hain. Pahunch hi jayenge unke dar par, ke ab wo khud hi bula rahe hain. Biche the kaante jo raah mein, wo karam se apne hata rahe hain. Pahunch hi jayenge unke dar par, ke ab wo khud hi bula rahe hain. When the desire goes, increases tremendously in the heart of the person to go to Makkah Sharif, to go to make Umrah, or go and make Tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, then the person must believe that Allah Ta'ala Himself is calling. He Himself is calling. Biche the kaante jo raah mein, wo karam se apne hata rahe hain. And even those obstacles that were in the way, we say that it was difficult for the person to reach there. How would he have made it? He had so much of problems which he had to resolve and solve before going. But you find that suddenly Allah Ta'ala removes all those obstacles from the way. Then you truly believe that it is a call from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So he says, chalo khushi se khuda ke bando, wo apne dar par bula rahe hain. Biche the kaante jo raah mein, wo karam se apne hata rahe hain. Those thorns which were in the path of reaching Makkah Sharif, Allah Ta'ala with His fazal and with His ihsan, He is removing all those thorns and all those obstacles. Pahunch hi jayenge. He says, now we will inshallah reach Makkah Sharif. We will go to Kaabatullah Sharif. Ab wo khud hi bula rahe hain, when he is calling himself. So we will inshallah then reach. Chalo khushi se khuda ke bando, wo apne dar par bula rahe hain. Chalo khushi se khuda ke bando, wo apne dar par bula rahe hain. Main un pe sadqe, main un pe qurba, main ye muhabbat pila rahe hain. Biche the kaante jo raah mein, wo karam se apne hata rahe hain. Biche the kaante jo raah mein, wo karam se apne hata rahe hain. Pahunch hi jayenge unke dar par, ke ab wo khud hi bula rahe. Pahunch hi jayenge unke dar par, ke ab wo khud hi bula rahe hain. Main ye muhabbat ke jo hain talib, maze muhabbat ke pa rahe hain. Main ye muhabbat ke jo hain talib, maze muhabbat ke pa rahe hain. kabhi mohabbat se aa rahe hain kabhi mohabbat se ja rahe hain main ye mohabbat ke jo hain talib maze mohabbat ke pa rahe hain kabhi mohabbat se aa rahe hain kabhi mohabbat se ja rahe hain Whoever is desirous of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, maze muhabbat ke pa rahe hain. They are enjoying that muhabbat and the love of Allah ta'ala. They are intoxicated in that love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is giving it to them because they are desirous of His love. They are desirous of His muhabbat. Maze muhabbat ke pa rahe hain. Kabhi muhabbat se aa rahe hain, kabhi muhabbat se ja rahe hain. They are coming with love and they are going with love. We'll conclude tonight with one more couplet and inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala wills, then we'll do the balance some other evening. Next week, Saturday night, we've got a program at the Mountain Rise Masjid in Pietermaritzburg after Isha. So there will be no majlis here. But inshallah, after that. So once again, Chalo khushi se khuda ke bando wo apne dar par bula rahe hain. Chalo khushi se khuda ke bando wo apne dar par bula rahe hain. میں ان پہ صدقے میں ان پہ قربا میں یہ محبت پلا رہے ہیں بچھے تھے کانٹے جو راہ میں وہ کرم سے اپنے ہٹا رہے ہیں بچھے تھے کانٹے جو راہ میں وہ اپنے کرم سے مٹا رہے ہیں بچھے تھے کانٹے جو راہ میں وہ کرم سے اپنے ہٹا رہے ہیں پہنچ ہی جائیں گے ان کے در پر کہ اب وہ خود ہی بلا رہے ہیں پہنچ ہی جائیں گے ان کے در پر کہ اب وہ خود ہی بلا رہے ہیں میں یہ محبت کے جو ہیں طالب مزے محبت کے پا رہے ہیں میں یہ محبت کے جو ہیں طالب مزے محبت کے پا رہے ہیں کبھی محبت سے آ رہے ہیں کبھی محبت سے جا رہے ہیں کبھی محبت سے آ رہے ہیں کبھی محبت سے جا رہے ہیں May Allah تبارک و تعالی fill our hearts with His love, with His محبت and the عشق of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. May He make it easy for us all to visit those Mubarak lands and to derive the maximum benefit from the تجلیات and the نور and the کرامت and the azmat of those Mubarak places. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana ya rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. اے میرے اللہ اے میرے رحیم کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ موسٹ کمپیشنٹ اللہ موسٹ لونگ اللہ موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس میرے خدا اے میرے رب کریم ہم ناداں ہیں ہم غافل ہے ہم گنہگار ہے ہم سیاہکار ہے ہم گندے ہے ہم مجرم ہے ہم خطاکار ہے ہم نمک حرام ہے हम सब कुछ है वंदे मगर तेरे है, तुझे छोड़ के हम गंदे जाए कहां। वे डू वी गो माई बिलवड अल्लाह, वी एक्नॉलेज दैट वी आर मोस्ट सिनफुल सर्वेंट्स ऑफ योर्स, वी एक्नॉलेज माई बिलवड अल्लाह दैट डे एंड नाइट वी हैव डिसोबेड यू, वी हैव यूज्ड योर बाउंटीज, योर नेमत्स, योर गिफ्ट्स फॉर योर डिसोबीडियंस, अवर साइट, अवर हियरिंग, अवर स्पीच फॉर योर डिसोबीडियंस। Ya Allah, the love of dunya has entered our hearts. We acknowledge that the love of dunya has entered our hearts. Ya Allah, you made it halal for us to make use of dunya, but you made haram for us to have the love of dunya in our hearts, which exceeds your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the love of deen. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, we are desirous of your love. Ya Allah, we too are desirous of your love. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to enjoy the sweetness of your love. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to come close to you, my Allah. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to get a taste of the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nafs and shaitan, our enemies, my beloved Allah, they become dominant over us. لیکن میرے پیارے اللہ جو نعت شریف سنائی گئی، یا اللہ اس کی برکت سے ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر دے، یا اللہ فل وحات ود یور محبت اینڈ ود دا محبت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی رحیم اللہ، او مائی کریم اللہ. Become ours and make us yours. Hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. Ya Allah, take us also repeatedly to your Mubarak house and to the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the day you will call yourself, then the thorns will be removed from our path. The obstacles will be removed from our path. Our road and our journey will become extremely easy. My beloved Allah, fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the Sahaba-e-Kiram, how much of sacrifices they made. We cannot even sacrifice our evil desires for your pleasure, my Allah. They gave their lives. In Uhud they gave their lives. 70 Sahabas gave their lives. Ya Allah, so many battles the Sahabas became shaheed. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of sacrifices he made. We have been asked to sacrifice our haram desires. We are not prepared to do that. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Oh, my beloved Allah, bless us with good health, physical health and spiritual health. Bless us with piety, with taqwa, with zuhad, with qanaat. Bless us with your qurb, with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, with trust in you. Oh, my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all sicknesses, ailments and diseases. Those who are in hospitals, homes, clinics, or wherever they may be, Ya Allah, give them complete shifa. Oh, my beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties and problems. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are poverty-stricken, give them wealth. Remove the hardships, the problems, the difficulties, and the trials of the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the entire mankind. Ya Allah, bless each and every person with hidayat. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannat. Oh, my beloved Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place. Bless each and every one with maqbooliyat. Tabligh o daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Unke ijtemaat aur gasht aur taaleem ko qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma. Tasneef o taaleef ki mehnat qubool farma. Darul ulumo ki mehnat qubool farma. اے اللہ، جتنے مکاتب دینیہ ہے اس کو قبول فرما. تمام کام کرنے والوں کو اخلاص کی توفیق سے مالا مال فرما. یا اللہ, we have to leave this world. We don't know when the angel of death is going to come. Oh my beloved Allah, we don't know when the angel of death is going to visit us. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, rave club, gambling den, popping drugs in our mouths, or any kind of haram. When the time of our departure comes from this world, my beloved Allah, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with death in Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. How much he begged for us. How much he begged for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Our parents, wives and children and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.